All right, Dylan Wright, Canadian, repping the flag proud here. 13-13 in the MX2 250F class. Nice work. You have to be happy.
Yeah, obviously, solid day here at Butts Creek. I mean, I didn't really know where I was going to fit in coming into today, but I guess now we know. Just a little bit off the pace of getting the top 10, which is just kind of where I want to be. So hopefully next weekend we can make that happen. But solid day. Super stoked with how I rode and kind of my first good round with the big guys. I mean, I rode Indiana last year, but had a few crashes and stuff, but felt solid today.
And what about the extra 5 minutes? And plus, it's so humid here. Did you notice it?
Oh, God, dude. We've had, like, such a cold weather in Canada all summer. It's just been, like, it's been cold and rainy. And then you get here yesterday, and we're, like, unpacking the trailer. I'm like, dude, I am dying. I'm not even riding. I don't know how I'm going to do it tomorrow. But, I mean, I guess all the training and hard work pays off. Because, like I said, we didn't really have any hot ones this summer but in Canada. But coming here, I mean, shows that my hard work pays off.
First moto was a big pile up on the start. How close were you to getting involved? You came around like 8th or 9th or whatever. So I guess you probably benefited from that?
Yeah, I was like the one guy over from not getting going down. Yeah. I mean, some guy got like sent off his bike and he landed like right in between my tires. So I kind of like hit him and I was like, oh shit. So I was like the last guy on the inside still standing. And yeah, awesome start. I ran like 7th for a while, and then a couple of those factory guys kind of started picking it up and kind of got by me, but just tried to ride my own race, and now I know where I stand, and I belong here, so I was pretty stoked.
Yeah, I would be too. What surprised you out there, the aggression of the guys, that some of the guys, around 13, 12, 10, the aggression of those guys?
Oh, man. I mean, some of those guys coming through the pack, the top guys, they don't screw around. They, like, you're in the way, they're moving you, and in Canada, I mean, tend to be a little nicer, I guess, but I guess it shows that they don't come here to screw around, you know. So it was kind of an eye opener. A few times, guys cross jumped me and scrubbed, and I was like, "Holy crap, you're gonna clean me out!" But you know, I mean, it's good fun. I like riding aggressive, so it fits my riding style a little bit.
What do you think of the track?
The track was good for the amount of rain we got.
Yeah,
it was a little one line, but I mean, she was rough after the 450s too. But shaped up super good, and I mean, they had to water, so it would hats off to those guys. They did a great job today,
your mechanic is your team owner, Digger, and I've never seen him work this hard. He looks like he's about to pass out. I love it. He's getting life as a mechanic now.
Oh God, yeah, he's he worked his ass off today. I mean, he came down, and he didn't have to come down and do this, but hats off to him and Colt. They came down to support me.
Yep.
I mean, we're a team, so we stick together, and that's what kind of we did today. I mean, having him as a mechanic and watching him sweat, and then the mechanics area, he's just going crazy. It was kind of cool to see and have him down kind of in the trenches a little bit with us and kind of see what goes on. And then obviously I had my teammate Cole. He was like our team manager today, so he's just running the show, telling our team manager from back home, like, hey, get to the bike, go do your work.
Yeah.
You know, so that it was kind of a cool dynamic.
Maybe finally Digger will appreciate his own mechanics.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he appreciates
it. No, he doesn't.
Oh, okay.
Nice job. Killed it, and we'll see you next week, man. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. And obviously I can't do it without my whole team back home, Honda Canada, GDR, Fox Racing, Yoshimura, Proven Moto, SSS Suspension, just everybody helping us out up home. And then obviously my girlfriend, we do a lot of hard work during the week to keep us going and to place where we do. So can't thank her enough. And then Colton and Digger for coming up here and supporting me, and obviously my girlfriend's parents for kind of lending us the rig for the weekend to work out of. So can't thank everybody enough.
Nice, and you killed it for us fantasy owners too. Nice work.
Hey, no problem.